not best, but Parshas Yisro is of course the parsha of Kabbalah Satira, and one of the most famous psukim and famous rashis in all of the Torah, on the pasuk Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar, and Klal Yisrael encamped opposite the mountain. And Rashi picks up, in the name of Chazal, on the fact that it does not say Vayachanu in the plural, they encamped, but rather Vayichan, which sounds like and he in the singular encamped. And Rashi of course says the famous Lashon Ki'ish Echod Belev Echod. Klal Yisrael united, they were as one, such that you can write about them Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Har. When they came to the Har, they came to Har Sinai, they were one homogeneous unit, and therefore it says Vayichan. What we'd like to discuss a little bit tonight is the significance. What is the significance of the Vayichan? Of the Vayichan. What does Rashi mean when he says Ki'ish Echod Belev Echod? Why is that important? Is it important prior to Kabbalah Satira? So if you look in the Medrash says there, this is actually a Medrash in Parshas Tzav, where the Medrash says also, it does not say Vayachanu, it says Vayichan. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hareisho'o, this is therefore the correct time, Sha'ani Noisein Torah Labonai, that I can give Torah to my children. We see from this Medrash a critical addition to Rashi. We see in the Medrash that the fact that Klal Yisrael were united was not just a nice maila, but it seems to have been a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when seeing Klal Yisrael's unity, says, now is the right time, therefore, to give them the Torah. So you see, therefore, that the Kabbalah Satira is in fact contingent on Klal Yisrael's unity. And if you look in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on our parsha, he says so explicitly. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod Va'ato, and now Heim Ru'uyim LeKabbalas HaTorah. Now they are fitting to be Mekabel HaTorah. Clearly, once again, that it's not just a nice maila, a midot toivo on the part of Klal Yisrael, but this seems to have been a precondition. It's only when Klal Yisrael were unified that they are now ro'u for Kabbalas HaTorah. I once saw a Loshen in the Sfas Emes on his writings in Shavuos, where he says so absolutely explicitly. Ki ikar hachona, the main preparation of Kabbalas HaTorah, hi achdus b'bnei Yisrael. Hi achdus b'nei Yisrael. Ki hachona l'Kabbalas HaTorah, the preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah is Vayichan Shom Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod. So there it is, absolutely clearly, that Kabbalas HaTorah and Achdus go together. It is, of course, no coincidence that the Yom Tov of Purim, which is also very much, of course, the Yom Tov of Torah, Kimu v'Kiblu, there was a Kabbalas HaTorah, and we see countless Inyonim in the Chag of Purim that also represent the Inyon of Achdus, where Esther Amalkus says, Leich Knois Es Kol Yehudim, unify all the Yidden, the whole concept of Mishloach Monos, Amatonis Le'ev Yoinim, and the Suda, which is Mishpocha Mishpocha. So we see once again that Kabbalah Satira and Achdus clearly depend on each other, as we saw in the Medrash, in Yair HaChaim, and the Sfas Emes. And of course, the question that must be asked is, why indeed is this the case? Whilst we certainly understand it's a terrific maila, a very noble attribute for all of Klal Yisrael to be unified in harmony, but why is that a condition before Kabbalah Satira? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that now that they are ba'achdus, now is the time that I can give them the Torah? Which clearly suggests that as long as they were not unified, as long as there was a lack of achdus, there was disunity in Klal Yisrael, then they were not yet ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. Why is that the case? Why does Kabbalah Satira necessarily require a unification of Klal Yisrael? And this is a question which is addressed head-on by the Maharal in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. And of course you'd expect it to be there because his whole Sefer, Tiferes Yisrael, is all about Torah. And he asks, if Torah is so important, and therefore Kabbalah Satira, a central maimed, a historic event in the history of Klal Yisrael, Loma loy nitno ha-Torah. So why was the Torah not given b'tchilas ha-olam? Why was it not given to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Adam Arishon, to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was it at this juncture that Klal Yisrael got the Torah and not before? After all, Torah is so important. And he says the question is a non-question. Husar ha-shela. The shela is removed. Because Klal Yisrael as a Klal received the Torah. The Torah was only ever given to the Klal. It was given to this entity called Klal Yisrael. And as long as Klal Yisrael were not in existence, i.e. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially created the world with Adam and Chava, later on the Avos HaKadoshim, for all of their lofty levels of Kedusha, but the entity of Klal Yisrael did not exist. And the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. And the truth is, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, Torah tziva lanu mayrosha. Torah is commanded to us, mayrosha kehilas Yaakov. When Klal Yisrael are as a kehila, when they are unified together. In other words, when Klal Yisrael come to Har Sinai, vayichan shom neged ahor, ki ish echod belev echod, indeed, it's not just a noble midah on the part of Klal Yisrael. Of course, it is a necessary prerequisite, because if they are not unified, then there is no Klal Yisrael. Or in the Lashon of the Pasuk, there is no Kehilas Yaakov. Torah is the legacy, is the heritage of the Klal, Moirosha Kehilas Yaakov. It was never given to individuals. Had it been appropriate for individuals, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed would have given it to Avram, or would have given it to Adam Arishon, or to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Gedolei Olam, but they were individuals. Klal Yisrael was formed when they leave Mitzrayim, Goy Mikerev Goy. They are now unified, Vayichan Neged Ahor, says Rashi. If that's the case, in the name of Chazal, now is the time, and only now, that they can receive the Torah. Because until such point, where Klal Yisrael had not yet been formed, the Torah cannot possibly be given to the Klal, because there is no Klal. It is not yet a Moirosha to Kehilas Yaakov. There has to be a Kohol, there has to be a unified nation. When we have in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says, Va'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha. Ze klal godol b'teira. Why is va'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha a klal godol b'teira? Now we understand. Because if there is no va'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha, then indeed there cannot be a Kabbalah Satira. Because there's no klal. There's just disparate units. Nobody connected to each other. But va'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha, then there can be a matan teira. And this explains to us also something else very important. We are aware, it's a pasuk in next week's parasha, that Klal Yisrael, whilst accepting the Torah, they utter those famous words, Naaseh v'nishma. And the Beis Halevi points out that surely you would have expected each individual of Klal Yisrael to say it in the singular, E'eseh v'eshma. I will do and I will listen. I can't talk on behalf of my neighbor. I have no idea what he will do. But na'aseh means we in the plural, we will do and we will listen. Says the Beis Halevi, a phenomenal yesod. Do you know why it's in the Lashon Rabbim? The kol echod. Every member of Klal Yisrael kibel shtei kabolos. they were in fact two different things that they accepted upon themselves. Echad, number one, shehu ba'atzmoy yekayim ha-Torah. It was a personal commitment that I myself commit to keeping the word of the Torah. But the gam, furthermore, there was a second Kabbalah. Ki be'le'lov, every member of Klal Yisrael accepted upon himself, lahashkiach b'chaveiroi, to supervise over his fellow Jew, shegam chaveiroi yekaimeno, that my fellow Jew will also keep the Torah, will also keep the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi says, if you want to know why did Klal Yisrael say na'aseh v'nishma in the plural, because there were indeed two Kabbalahs. There was a personal Kabbalah. I'm undertaking personally a personal commitment to keep the Torah, but I'm also equally at the same time undertaking to ensure that others keep the Torah as well. The Beis HaLevi does not explain, however, why indeed was that the case. Why indeed was it critical that every member of Klal Yisrael should accept that not only they themselves are Makabel HaTorah, but so too others as well? But according to the Maharal that we said before, Hafla Vofela. Because if each individual is Makabel HaTorah, but only on their own behalf, well then we have no Klal Yisrael. I have my Kabbalah HaTorah, you have your Kabbalah HaTorah, but Torah has to be accepted by the Klal. It has to be a Meirosha Kehilas Yaakov. Therefore, by definition, it's necessary, it's an integral part of Matan Torah that every individual accepts and commits not only on his own behalf, but also on the behalf of everybody else. That way there is a unified commitment, there is a unified acceptance of Torah, and indeed Torah is now being given to the Klal. With this, I think we can explain something else as well. We are, of course, all familiar. Every year we say on the Seder night, the Rosh's Pasuk is, Moho Avoido Azois Lochem. What is this service of yours? And of course we come down very, very heavily. Very heavily. Hake Yeshinov, and we say to him, Lefi Shehoitzi Es Atzmi Min HaKlal, because he extracted himself from the Klal, because he says, Mo Avoidu Azois Lochem, it's yours, it's nothing to do with me. So what do we say to him? You should just know, Ilu Hoyosham Loi Hoyonigal. Had you only been there at the time of the Geula, you in fact would not have been Zoicha to participate in the Geula. Why not? What was it that the Rosh said that was so bad to warrant this punishment, that he would have been left behind in Mitzrayim, not have been allowed to participate in the Geula? And the answer is, it's not a punishment. Why indeed was there a Geulas Mitzrayim? This is something that we've discussed in the past. It's clear in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you will take this nation out of Mitzrayim for what purpose? Ta'avdun eso Elohim al Hahor Hazeh. So that they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain meaning Har Sinai. There will be a Kabbalah HaTorah. The purpose, the entire tachlis of Geulas Mitzrayim was that there should be a Matan Torah. We know the Ramban famously writes that the days connecting Pesach and Shavuos, namely the Yemei HaOmer, are like Chalamoyed. They're like Chalamoyed. You're in the middle of a Yom Tov. This is an unfinished story. Shavuos is called Atzeres, because indeed it is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. We know Sukkot is 7 days followed by Shmini Atzeres. Pesach is 7 days. Where is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach? Says the Ramban in Parashas Emor, Atzeres is Shavuos, it's the culmination, it is the finale of Pesach. In other words, if you don't have a Shavuos, then there's no point in celebrating Pesach. The celebration of Pesach, the celebration of Geulas Mitzrayim, is in as much as it's a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. If that's the case, we understand therefore very simply, the Rosha is hoitzi etzmoy min haklal. He's not part of the klal. He has decided to opt out. Well, you can do that. But if that's the case, then you can have no part in Matan Torah, because Matan Torah is given to the klal. And if you have no part to play in Matan Torah, ilu hayasham loy hayonigal, well then obviously you wouldn't have been redeemed from Mitzrayim. Not as a punishment. It's just if you've opted out, you're a yochid. You're not part of the klal. I'm afraid to say, Torah was given to the klal. Ki'ish echad, belev echad. Moirasha kehilas Yaakov. You're not part of that kehilas Yaakov. You've decided to remove yourself. Well, if the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is as a preparation for Matan Torah, and you're not going to be participant in the Matan Torah, well, if that's the case, obviously, you wouldn't have been redeemed from Mitzrayim. You have no purpose, you have no reason to leave Mitzrayim at all. In fact, the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Yisroi, Yisroi, you cannot either participate in Matan Torah. My children, Bonai, Hishtabdu, Betit, they were subjugated to hard work, and you were living the good life. You are living b'betach u'b'shalva. And if that's the case, you cannot be part of Matan Torah. And there's a very famous question which we've discussed in previous years. Because Shevet Levi also did not play a role in the Shibud. So how were they zecha to be mishtatef in Maimed Matan Torah? And we explained at the time, because Levi, although physically did not take part, but they were noisei ba'olim chaveroi. We've quoted a Shlo HaKadosh, that's why Levi named all his children after the Shibud. Gershoin, because they were gerim. Kahos, because their teeth were kehois. Morori, it was bitter work. Moror. So if they were noisei ba'olim chaveroi, effectively, they are part of the klal. It's not an oynish for Yisroi, but Yisroi, if you were not part of the klal when they left Mitzrayim, then you have no part in Matan Torah, because the Torah was given to the klal. Levi, although physically were not involved in the Shibud, but they absolutely are part of the klal. This is a phenomenally important Yisoid in the way we understand Matan Torah in general, and the Achdus as a prerequisite specifically. It is not merely a Tosefes Maila, but it's an absolute precondition. If there's no Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad, then there's no Klal Yisrael. There is no Kehilas Yaakov. Torah was given to the Klal. Now let's add a further dimension to this. We mentioned that this Yisoid, that the Torah was given to the Klal, was taught to us by the Maharal in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. Fascinatingly, however, I saw another Maharal, which I think now completes the picture for us. This Maharal is to be found in his Sefer Derech Chaim on Masechtas Avos. We know in the sixth perek of Masechtas Avos, the Tana teaches us there are 48 Kinyonei HaTorah. 48 ways, 48 prerequisites for a person to be a Klei Kibul for the Torah, to be a worthy and valid receptacle, as it were, for the Torah. One has to be Sholem in various Midos, 48 in total. Strangely enough, the 30th of the 48 is you have to be an Ohuv, a loved person. Why is that necessary to be Koina Torah, to be a loved person? And the 31st is to be an Oihev, not a loved person, but somebody who loves. Why is that important? The 38th is to be noisei ba'olim chaveri. Once again, to be noisei ba'ol is a very gallant and noble midah. But what has that got to do with Kinyonei HaTorah? Listen to the brief but very profound words of the Maharal. A person has to be loved el habriyos by other people. Why? Bishvil she'tzorech she'yeh toich haklal. Because you've got to be part of that klal. U'bazeh shehu ahuv. And if indeed he's a loved person, hu toich haklal. So too the Maharal says, to be a person who loves others, oyev esabriyos. Why? Because if you are an oyev esabriyos, azu toich klal habriyos. Well, if that's the case, ra'u el ha-Torah. Then you are compatible with the Torah, shenitna el ha-Klal. So too, if you're noisei ba'olim chaveiroi, moira dovozeh, what does that indicate? She'enoi nivdal min ha-Klal. You're not separate from the Klal, you feel other people's pain. And if that's the case, ra'u el ha-Torah. He is indeed, once again, compatible with the Torah, Shehi El HaKlal. This Maral obviously is paralleling exactly what he wrote in Tiferes Yisrael, that the Torah was given to the Klal, not to Yechidim. But what is the tremendously important addition that we're seeing in this Maral? This Maral is not talking about the Maimed of Kabbalah HaTorah, as a national acceptance. What is he talking about? He's talking about Limud Torah of the individual today, Tov Shin Pei Dalet, Chof Aleph Shvat. Not that which happened 3,000 years ago. We are learning here from the Maral a phenomenally important Nakuda. That in the same way as the Torah was initially given to the Klal and only to the Klal, that's the way it is always l'doira doiris on every individual's personal Kabbalah Satoira. One needs to be part of the Klal. It doesn't suffice the fact that Klal Yisrael initially accepted the Torah and now it's ours. No. In order to be koina the Torah, you continuously have to be part of that Klal. You have to be loved by other people. You have to love other people. You have to feel other people's pain. Because if not, you are segregated from the Klal. But didn't we already accept the Torah 3,000 years ago? That's true. But there apparently is an ongoing personal Kabbalah HaTorah which necessarily requires that I'm continuously part of the Klal. I'm continuously part of the Klal. If that's the case, we understand, for example, where the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Ein ha-Torah niknis ela b'chabura. Torah can only ever be acquired b'chabura. One doesn't learn by oneself. There is a little bit maybe of a comical vignette. We know the Gadol HaDor Reb Eliashiv, for reasons that are unclear, learned his whole life by himself. He learned by himself without a chavrusa. It is told that somebody once said to Reb Eliashiv, you know, I learn by myself. I prefer not to have a chavrusa. And Reb Eliashiv gave it to him over the head. You learn without a chavrusa? There's no such thing. Torah has to be niknis b'chabura. You've got to be with a chavrusa. You've got to be in a kollel. You've got to be part of a chabura. There's no such thing. Leizu haderech. And this person looked at Reb Eliashiv, astonished. And he couldn't even enunciate the question, but the question was obvious, hanging in the air. Of course, Reb Eliashiv knew exactly what he meant to ask, and Reb Eliashiv said, so you have a kasha that I do learn by myself? A guta kasha. A good kasha, you're right. But that doesn't in any way justify it. Reb Eliashiv had reasons unclear to us. But as a general psak, he absolutely maintained that the derech is ein ha-Torah niknis ela b'chabura. According to what we said before, it's very understandable, because Torah is not the Meirosha of the Yochid, but rather of the Klal. Not just at the time with regard to the Maimed of Matan Torah, but so too forevermore. So too forevermore. The Gemara tells us, as we're all aware, that between Pesach and Shavuos, 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. For what reason? Leinoagu kovid zebuze. And the question is obvious. Does that warrant a chi of Misa? Does that warrant a chi of Misa? And moreover, very strange, they were leinoagu kovid zebuze only between Pesach and Shavuos? But the rest of the year they were? In light of what we've explained, I think the answer is obvious. It may well be that they were lay nagu kovid zebazer on their lofty madrega all year round. But between Pesach and Shavuos, in the lead up to Matan Torah, where clearly the avoida is to build up the ki'ish echod belev echod, to form that klal every single year, then of course lo noagu kovod ze b'ze is antithetical to the whole avodas Hashem. So the aveira there becomes magnified. It's a much more severe aveira than on other occasions. It's similar to that which the Mefarshim say in the Rambam, that if somebody is a Beinoni on Rosh Hashanah, he has 10 days to be Chayza B'tshuva, and if he doesn't, he's written in the Sforim of Rishoim. Why? But he's still a Beinoni. No, he's not. Because in the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then clearly the Avodah Sayyim is to do Tshuva. Not to do Tshuva is a chait of the tallest order. It's too severe. That indeed tips the balance and makes you a Rasha, because that's the Avodah Sayyim. The Avodah Sayyim in the Yemei HaSfira must therefore be a build-up to the Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad. Therefore it may well be that they were Leinoahu Kovid Zebazeh on other occasions as well. But why were they Chayav Misa Dafka now? Because not to be Noyeg Kovid, V'ahavta L'Reach HaKomoicha, their great Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva. They were Talmidei Rebbe Kiva. And Rebbe Kiva taught them, V'ahavta L'Reach HaKomoicha, their Klal Gadol B'Torah, as we explained, because without it you can't have a Matan Torah. At that very time of the year, not to be Noyeg Kovid Zeh B'Zeh, which is the opposite, of course, of being an oihev and an ohuv, well then, that avera becomes magnified a thousandfold, and that's why they died. Let's just conclude with one further thought. Because on those words that we quoted previously, Naaseh V'Nishma, the Zohar actually writes, this is quoted by the Beis Halevi, Nasa refers to keeping mitzvahs. Nishma is referring to Limud Torah. Is referring to Limud Torah. The Beis Halevi explains that in fact there were two Kabbalahs. There was a Kabbalah to keep Torah or mitzvahs, and there was a separate Kabbalah to learn Torah. And if you combine that with the other Beis Halevi that we quoted, that everybody was makabel not just on themselves but for other people as well, then the picture now emerges. What happened at Matan Torah? There was a dual Kabbalah, both of Torah mitzvahs and also of Limud Torah, but also on the part of the individual and on behalf of others. Every member of Klal Yisrael was makabel that I am going to commit myself and also to supervise others, not only in their fulfillment of Torah or mitzvahs, but also in Limud Torah. According to what we've said before, it's Hafla Vofele. Because not just Kabbalah HaTorah needed the Klal, but we said according to the Maral, Limud Torah also needs a Klal. Ein Torah Niknes Ela B'Chabura. So it's not sufficient to be Mekabel Torah as a whole, as a Klal, we also need to be Mekabel this commitment to learn Torah. And if you notice, and with this we'll conclude, every single day when we say the Birkas HaTorah, what do we daven? V'harev no. All of our tefillahs are b'loshin rabim. It's true. Choneinu, slachlonu, refoeinu, shema koleinu. Of course we always daven on behalf of others. But look at the diukim in the Birkas HaTorah. You cannot miss them. V'harev no. Make the words of Torah sweet, b'finu. So you've already said b'loshen rabim, and then what do you add? U'b'fi amcha beis Yisrael. But didn't you just say that? You've said b'finu. And again, v'nia anachnu v'tzetzo'einu, v'tzetzo'e amcha beis Yisrael. How do we finish? Hamalame Torah la'amoy Yisrael. Why the doggish time after time after time on Amcha Beis Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, La'oir Advarim, Hadvarim Nifroim? Because when I am now making the Birkas HaTorah, didn't I commit myself not only to learn Torah myself, but to supervise, to be Mashkiach on other people's learning Torah as well? Therefore, if Kabbalah HaTorah requires a klal, and Limud Torah also requires a klal, it requires a unified Am Yisrael, And that's why, by definition, I must daven not only for myself. And it's not sufficient just to say Befinu. I have to stress that this is a Tfilah u'Befi Amcha Beis Yisrael. V'tzetzoi Amcha Beis Yisrael. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Torah to? La'amo Yisrael. Not to individuals. The Torah was given to the Klal. Hamelame Torah, it's Haflav Ofele, La'amo Yisrael. Not to Yechidim. Ein HaTorah Niknis Ela B'chabura. So I think we have now closed the circle. The Vayichan, the Ki'ish Echod Belev Echod, is clearly not just a Midah Toiva on the part of Klal Yisrael, but as we saw in many Mekoreis, it is a necessary prerequisite. There cannot be a Kabbalah Satorah if there's no unification of Klal Yisrael. As the Maral taught us, the Torah was never given to Yechidim, it was given to the Klal. The Rosha takes himself out of the Klal, he has no part to play in Matan Torah, and therefore would have stayed behind in Mitzrayim. What we saw in the Maral in Ovis is that this continues until our very day. Not only Kabbalah HaTorah, meaning Torah mitzvahs, but also Limud Torah, the Kinyone HaTorah, also require a person to be part of the Klal, an Oyev, an Ohuv, not like the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva on their lofty darga who are loy noagu kovet zeh bezeh. And finally, we're seeing in the Birkas HaTorah, therefore, the stress on the Amcha Beis Yisrael, Hamalame Torah le'ama Yisrael. This is the reason, because Torah, both the initial maimed of Kabbalah HaTorah, but so too our own personal, daily, perpetual Kabbalah HaTorah, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Limud Torah, always requires us to be part of the Klal. The Klal as a whole are Mekabel the Torah. The Klal as a whole are Loimei the Torah. V'al zeh ne'emar, Baruch ato Hashem, Hamelamei Torah, La'amoi Yisrael. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.